flashing in?
Yeah, we're ready.
Oh.
It says recording. So welcome to Gamers with Coffee, another commute edition with Clint, right? Oh, yeah, Clint and Greg.
Yeah.
Us too. So we're back. So how have you been, Clint? It's been a couple days due to work. Yep.
Due to work, yes. But I've been pretty good, actually.
So, all right. I know we have some new things to discuss, a few new things out there in the video game world. Actually, quite a bit in the gaming industry overall. I mean, I've been paying attention, so between video games and tabletop games, there's a lot going on right now.
At least one of us has been paying attention.
Oh, well, generally you're too broke to pay attention, right?
Yeah. So, attention is expensive anymore.
Yeah, it is.
Never mind, not going to finish that statement. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. So, you said you had an update on your triplanes.
Tripods, triplanes. Now that I'm officially allowed onto Aerie's Facebook page as a
member.
What do you
mean?
Because you have to be approved to actually get to Aerie's Games' actual Facebook page, not the fan page, but their official page.
Oh,
so
okay.
I got approved, and so it gives me into their gameplay stuff, their convention stuff. Yeah. A little more information than what I had before, and they were talking about a convention in England that that'd be awesome actually.
Yeah.
It just happened here like a week or let's see, April 2 weeks ago now, but they brought in the actual official Tripods and Triplanes stuff for the convention, so people actually got to play the non-test versions of Tripods and Triplanes.
So they got to demo it.
They got to demo an honest-to-God box set for that game. So that, to me, tells me that it's getting ready to start shipping out to everyone here real soon. So we'll have an unboxing, and we'll have some playtesting, and some minor tweaks to the rules, because we already kind of know how to play anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't see the alien walkers being that hard to figure out.
No, but it's interesting because they're taking that old War of the Worlds.
Yep.
Pardon me, War of the Worlds, and throwing it in. So I figured it'd be popular. When they sold out as fast as they did, I think it kind of shocked them. I think they figured, there's a desire, but I don't think they realized it was going to really take off like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it did, and there's going to be more planes coming, so you guys will actually be able to buy more planes. I mean, they're all re-releases, but still, it's more planes. It's planes that are not available.
Well, that's good, though. And then in the world of Kill Team, on that end, they have the new Elites coming.
Yep. Elites.
That should be this coming week here.
Well, the pre-orders are dropping this week.
Oh,
is it? Not sure the official release date, but the pre-orders are dropping this week.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking maybe it was they were dropping out this week, because there's talk all over the place. I mean, at least where I'm going, I'm running into a lot of speculation, but...
Yeah. Well, what I was seeing was a lot of them talking about pre-order available.
Yeah.
And or about to be available. So I haven't really seen a quote-unquote official release date, and if you actually Google it, it doesn't give you an official release date that I've seen. I totally want it. I'm glad they did release the first page of the book, so everyone can at least see what units. I noticed Keegan seems to think his Necrons are going to be really BA or something.
I don't know. Well, Games Workshop, their Warhammer community, just about an hour ago posted something called the Elites Xenos Factions. So,
yeah, so your Tyranids and your...
Yeah.
Your alien races.
Yeah, and so the Tyranids, you know what they remind me of is, remember the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah, kind of.
If any of you out there seen that space movie where they, what'd they call them? Acroids or something like... An Acroid. Something like that, where they were the giant bugs.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what these look like. Arachnoids, something like that. So they're gonna have different abilities, and it lists a whole bunch of stuff here. So it looks like they're taking Kill Team's been out for a few months. So now what they're doing is just like a video game. You're getting these they do would do their DLCs. This is their drop. Yeah. So you're getting your expansions because what you have, Rogue Trader, you had the Kill Team Arena, yep. And what was the other?
Commanders.
Commanders.
Which is now out of print.
Yeah, which, of course.
Yeah, that's fair. It
didn't really go over that well, I don't think.
It sounds like Elites is kind of designed to replace Commanders.
Yeah.
I think because you're using unique characters as your leader, and like the Tau, if you look at the Tau list, they get their commander in his special exosuit as their command unit. So technically it covers Commanders. You just got better armor now.
So that's just going to make the fight tougher.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... now you're going to have to really strategize because, what was it? I don't remember exactly where, but the one sentence I remember reading was something along the lines of, some of them are going to be darn near impossible to eliminate. And so if that's the case, you're going to have to change your strategy because then you're going to have to take down a whole... Well, you'd have to take down something that's almost unbeatable.
Really tough.
Or close to it, yeah.
So that, I'm very pleased. So if you guys haven't checked out the Facebook page, I did copy the Kill Team. The index page that they provided, I did make it a little bigger and put it up onto Facebook page so you can just see all the units break down right away. I needed to. I didn't need to see what the orcs were going to get.
Oh, yeah. There's some news on them, too, something about... But, see, I'm not as familiar with the orcs as you are. And I'm kind of new to the whole Warhammer thing anyways, and so Kill Team, we just did get Arena for us. I know we're a few months late getting it, but it was... I did get a good deal. I saved $20.
Yeah, really? You can't.
And I thought that was fantastic. I don't know about you guys, but $20 is $20. So, and it was a brand new set, you know, just I happened to get it online.
Yeah, you can't complain there.
So, because that makes room for some paints or whatever else. But
So I did want to touch on, not to change gears real fast, but...
But that's what we do.
That's what we do, yeah. But I did want to touch on something we haven't touched on in any of the commutes in a while, and that's Team Yankee and Oil Wars now that that's out. And so,
we could always do one just on that, too.
We could. Also, the upgrade with, you know, DF9's Modern Warfare. Was it Modern Warfare? Is that what they call it now? The newer version of tanks?
Yeah, tanks, the Modern Age.
Modern Age, so... Yeah. With the advent of Oil Wars, that's going to start adding a lot of different Middle Eastern factions who did use some pre-World War II stuff, or post, I should say, in this case. And then a little more modern age. And I have been kind of keeping up on that a little bit. I do want to get Oil Wars. I need to order it at some point. But there's some War Machine stuff I want, and there's some others. And I'm trying to find... I keep getting this Kickstarter that's going to be coming up, and I wanted to touch on that real quick, and I'm trying to find it now.
Well, go ahead, look at
no,
it.
No, you go... Well, say we can still discuss. I'm just...
Well...
The one time I want it to come up, it won't. Because you know how that's always worked. When you want it to do something,
well, yeah,
it doesn't.
Well, now, the Oil Wars, do they have a starter set for that? Like
no,
they did all the others?
Not yet.
Generally, you got the three-tank starter set.
Yeah, you got your team boxes and stuff, but there's no... which PayPal is making that difficult for some people.
Well, yeah. Lots of complaints on that end, which we won't get into. Safe to say you're better off just buying it with another way.
Yeah, just don't order it with PayPal.
Yeah. And then, of course, how realistic is it that they would have a war over oil? Is that even feasible?
Well,
I'm just being sarcastic.
Wow.
I'm just being goofy. But, yeah. So, I don't know. I think some of these... Well, you have all the countries over there. One of them would be also Syria.
Yeah.
Iran, Iraq. And so, I think that's why a certain payment processor doesn't want to let you order that because they tend to...
Even though they're not actually coming from that country.
They're not coming from that country, but they are very political in what they allow people to purchase, which is shouldn't be. You should be able to buy what you need to buy so long as it's legal.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a problem. And but enough said on that, I guess. But, you might want to try different means. If that's the way you normally buy, I would try just Because there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, they're just, obviously, this is you know.
It's history. Yeah, that's history. What the game is.
You do. Been fighting over oil there for decades and decades and decades. So, along with all the other craziness out that way. So, it's just a matter of, you know, sooner or later, they were going to pull that into the
game. Yeah, area. It's going to be, yeah.
And so, I don't know. That's why I was wondering if they had actual starter boxes.
I have not seen Oil Wars starter boxes. Now, it would not surprise me if they do, and it would be kind of smart. But, yeah, just so far, I haven't seen anything.
Well, we'll have to try to do some looking around and do a podcast on just that, because we're both in a Facebook group that does the tanks, Gale Force 9, all that.
Yep.
And boy, they're all talking about that. I mean, that's these things that we're talking to you guys about, they're a lot bigger. I mean, I've talked to people, some friends of mine who just play video games, and they're like, well, how big is the miniature world? Well, like millions and millions and millions of players. It's yes. Big. It's kind of like saying, oh, Magic, you know, who plays a card game? Tens of millions of people. It's a massive amount of people that play that game. So I think sometimes people underestimate, you know, some of these.
Yeah, you kind of get into a niche where you're in your own thing and your world doesn't seem to exist out of it. And so you can't, or you're really surprised that people would even do, oh, people play that? Oh, I didn't know that was a thing, you know?
Well, it's that's why we'd said before, the best way, too, to get into it is, well, Clint's looking up something here. He wanted to bring
up. I'm trying not to be distracting. It's just going to bug me now that it won't pop up.
Well, that's because you're looking for it. It might be in your history there, but.
It was an ad, so that's the problem.
It's an ad, so that's what you do while you park at a light is look through ads. But anyways.
Yeah, that's.
There you go. But, yeah, so just it depends in, like, the World of Tanks on Xbox Live. I mean, you can go into the stores and buy the models for those. And then, of course, if you like that game, then you could transition easily over into any of the other games with tanks because you're already playing the tank game.
Yeah.
So your interest is already there. So, again, I said it before, if you have a video game you like, for instance, Resident Evil, a lot of people, that's a lot bigger than most people realize, and they had a Kickstarter with a Resident Evil miniatures game, which I'm not sure if it's out yet or not, but actually it took the entire gameplay of the video game and put it on the board with some miniatures, and so literally anyone who played the video game version could just walk into and play this.
Yep.
So that's how you could easily get into the miniature world is, you know, just like that.
Well, actually, not quite finding the one I'm looking for, but I did come across something that I did want to mention. This had crept up a while ago somewhere else, but it's called 1816. So it is a steampunk miniature skirmish game. So it...
Like an alternate universe? Or alternate timeline?
Yeah, I mean, it's steampunk, so...
Yeah, but steampunk has a huge following too. That's one of those things
that's
where
true.
People go.
But looking at some of their miniatures and everything, and I don't know when the. Let me see if I can figure out where the Kickstarter for that. Because I don't think the Kickstarter has fired up yet.
Just to let you know, Clint has pulled over to park while he's looking.
Yeah, I'm not actually driving.
Now we're just sitting here pulled over while he's looking this up, waving at people as they go by.
It must have just started on Kickstarter, which means I need to. Oh, here we go. So while the people won't be able to see it, but there's some of the miniatures. So check out Kickstarter. It's 1816.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's called 1816.
1816.
And what is the and that's on Kickstarter now?
That's what I'm trying to get to the link. I probably should just go to my Kickstarter app. But I believe that one, the post was done May 7th, and I thought when I first looked at it, it had not started on Kickstarter yet. Not that I need to be backing a bunch of stuff on Kickstarter, but...
Yeah, but that's where a lot of good stuff starts, and sometimes you can get phenomenal deals.
It starts with the Prussian Empire, the Russian Empire, and with Lithuanian... I can't say it right. Dukovny, the Helvetic Republic, the Swedish Crown, and the Netherlands. So these are all forces, historic shit, yet steampunky, that you can utilize to play.
Huh.
I guess that one is on Kickstarter now, if I can find the link to go to it.
Well, what we'll do is we'll, for this podcast here, yeah, when I upload this, we'll see if we can find the link in the meantime and put it there in the description for you. So just look in the comments or the description for the podcast. It should have a link. And on YouTube, see, our podcast, you guys, automatically get sent to YouTube now. Because I paid for the upgrade, so we're going to, it automatically, anytime I upload the podcast, it uploads it to the YouTube channel. Only drawback, I have to make thumbnails and do this or that, or people tend to just kind of skip over it.
Yeah.
But
there's that drawback.
The link will be there. We'll see if we can find the Kickstarter link and put that up for you, if you're interested in that. I mean, sometimes it's a good deal, because with Kickstarter, say you put in $49 or $50, sometimes it's $100, $200 worth of stuff you're getting that would be retail when it comes out, such as, oh my goodness, I just forgot. What was the one pirate one? Plunder?
Blood and Plunder.
Blood and Plunder.
Yep.
Which actually looks interesting to me. And, well, how can I describe this? I watched a video a guy put up, and he had this massive box. I don't mean a little box. I mean, it was big, you know, box. When it came and he unboxed it, and he had beautiful stuff in there that would have been, you know, hundreds of dollars more at retail than what he did, like $150, which might sound like a lot, but I believe he ended up with $600 worth of retail stuff.
Then, I'd believe that.
In that game, the miniatures are highly detailed from what it looks like, and some of the stuff's a little, not too terribly expensive, but you get what you pay for. And so there's an instance where I was thinking, man, if I would have had the money, or I would have thought about it, I would have did that, because it looks interesting to me. But there's no way I could go buy all that stuff now, because it's, you know, not feasible. But Kickstarter, sometimes you're gonna win.
Yeah, sometimes you really.
And then sometimes you don't. Sometimes the whole thing falls through. But don't you get your money back, or? No, it's a pledge, right? So
no, when it goes through, you don't get your money back.
You don't? Okay. No,
not that I've really lost out much, or it's been really that much of a concern. It's a risk. Kickstarter is a risk. Sometimes you get the good stuff, and sometimes you just don't. Sometimes you just kind of get what you pay for, and it is what it is. That one little miniature terrain thing that I backed on Kickstarter, it was cool, but it wasn't that cool.
So it sounded neat, but wasn't really kind of feasible.
I mean, it was MDF. You put it together. It was not in the scale I quite thought it was. The detail was good. I couldn't even tell you where it is now.
Huh.
So.
Well, there's a lot going on. And then, of course, jumping off slightly again, they got the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie coming out. So if any of you ever played the old Sonic the Hedgehog on Genesis, then that movie's coming out. And, of course, the Detective Pikachu.
Yep, I do want to see that.
And a lot of people want to see that. So, again, if you're listening, we don't just cover one genre. So maybe some people have said maybe that's a mistake. We're too broad. On the other hand, I've had people say they like the fact that we're not
gaming,
just stuck on one thing all the time.
Yeah, it's gaming. That's what it is. I mean, I could talk about Borderlands 3 that's coming out, or Rage 2 just dropped. I'm just not paying full price for it. I want it,
but
I'm not paying full price for it.
Yeah, Borderlands is coming out.
Borderlands 3
right,
is coming out. There's another one coming that I really wanted, and I don't remember what it is now, because I'm distracted trying to find this stupid Kickstarter.
All right, well, poor Clint's going to try and find the link for you guys. And
yeah, that'll have to be later, but
it
looked
get it
really cool from what I could tell, but for some reason it wanted me to sign up for their newsletter, but then it wouldn't actually let me sign up for the newsletter, so that was kind of annoying. Huh. And then the one time I actually cared to look at it closer, you know, I can't find anything about it, so I don't even remember what it was called.
That's because that you're trying,
ooh,
that's why.
What's his touch? Ooh, new Starfinder miniatures. Yes.
Well, what we can do is we're going to end this podcast here, And then on our next one, maybe we can check on...
Yeah, if I can find it or something, we'll cover it in the next one for sure.
Well, we'll get... If the link is feasible for us to find, and I'm sure he can find it, then when I upload the podcast later in the description, we'll put the link again. And I'll put it in the link on the YouTube channel also. And so if you guys like what you hear, then just share it with other people. And again, send us comments on the Podbean, our page on Podbean. There's a contact button. If you click on that, you will get see the email address you can email us at. Now, obviously, if you're going to send spam or whatever, it's just going to get reported and blocked. But if you want to send us questions, ideas, or you want to correct us nicely, please be nice. If we made a mistake, let us know. And that's how you can get a hold of us, and that will be checked. And down the road here, too, some other ideas are coming up. But for right now, we'll let you guys go. Have a good rest of your day. Anything you want to say, Clint?
No, I'm good. I'll find it.
All right. You guys enjoy gaming and enjoy life while you can. Until the next time.